This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Carmen Miller Realty Group. Live where you love and love where you live. And by Kuster Commercial. Commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, live from the Toast Cafe, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. I'm Patty Mercer, and we are live on location at Famous Toastery in TKK, where every server is your server. And of course, coming at you on the most honored radio station in South Carolina, WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. My guest today, Frank Knapp Jr., President and CEO of South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce, coming in from Columbia, South Carolina today to share time with us and help us have a conversation about kind of an emotional topic for many of us in the South Carolina area who own property along the coast, which is South Carolina's potential drilling for oil and fossil fuels, and where we are in terms of that becoming our reality. Before we get started, though, Frank Knapp Jr., just want to say thank you and welcome to Close Up. So tell me a little bit about what you do as the president and CEO of South Carolina Small Business Chamber.
Well, Patty, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. And this food looks great.
Oh, my goodness. You think it looks great? Wait until you taste it. It is delicious.
Well, now that we got the plug in for the restaurant, I am the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. I co-founded it back in 2000. We are a advocacy organization for South Carolina's small businesses, and we've been very successful over the years of getting things done at the state house and even at the federal level to benefit the small businesses. So this issue that we're on now, we've been involved since January of 2015. When we came out officially opposing offshore drilling and testing for oil deposits off the Atlantic coast, it was clear to us that our tourism industry is a small business industry, and anything that could have a negative impact on tourism, small businesses should be against. So we've been working on this for a number of years. And the status of this is that the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, that's a division of one of the federal agencies, Department of Interior, they have started the process of saying, do we want to put the Atlantic coast or a part of the Atlantic coast into a plan for selling leases for offshore drilling? So they've gone through part of it. Probably end of this year, maybe first of next year, they will actually have a draft, and then we can respond to that. But the first problem is the way they would explore for oil, and that could be happening anytime in the near future. It's called seismic air gun blasting.
Wait. Exploring, I get one image. Seismic blasting, that produces a completely different picture in my mind of what they're going to do.
So here's how this old technology works. They have these air gun canisters, and they have them in an array behind a vessel. Could be 25, 30, could be 50, could be 100. And they pull this array of air gun canisters slowly up the coast, and they fire them off all at one time, directly down to the floor of the ocean every 10 to 12 seconds.
Wow.
For months at a time. This is the loudest noise in the ocean. So, first of all, we are concerned about what it does to marine life. Which,
exactly, the environmental impact.
Absolutely. But then on the other hand, these sonic blasts are so intense, we are very concerned of what they would do to what we don't know is littering the ocean.
And this is what seems to be coming up. I mean, it's interesting how you begin with one idea in mind, and then as you discover layer upon layer, there is a lot to really be concerned about on the ocean floor of South Carolina's coast.
And it's just not off of South Carolina's coast. It's up and down the whole Atlantic coast. We have uncovered government documents that clearly show that officially, and this is what the feds will tell us, there are dozens of munition dump sites. And this is where they up until 1970, they would get rid of Army and Navy munitions by simply dumping them in the ocean. Now, these are live munitions containing conventional material explosives and toxic chemicals used in chemical warfare. And they're there in the ocean. I mean, and they tell you where they are. Well, they tell you where they believe they were supposed to be dumped.
I mean, there's current. Even if it was dumped somewhere, it doesn't mean it's still there.
But even they did an interview in the Tampa Bay Times, did an interview with some of the old sailors who were on the U.S. vessel that was getting rid of these munitions, and they were dumping 55-gallon drums of radioactive waste. And here's what the naval people would say. Yeah, we would pick all this up, and then we would supposed to be setting course for about 200 miles off the shore to get to where it's maybe 3,000 feet deep. But if the weather was bad, we would just stop and dump everything.
Without even a thought.
Well, how it might impact. Well, that wasn't their job. But the point is this. If a naval vessel that has somebody looking over their shoulder would simply disobey orders and dump them all these drums of atomic radioactive waste and munitions just somewhere off the coast, what is it when the Atomic Energy Commission contracted with private vessels to specifically dump 200, 300, 400 55-gallon drums of radioactive waste at a time off our coast? Do you think that they took that whole 200-mile journey? Or do you think that they may have said, why am I doing this? I'm going to get rid of it. Dump it as soon as we're out of sight.
It creates a big question mark.
Absolutely. We don't know where this stuff is. And it's from Florida all the way up to Massachusetts.
Why do they have to be so aggressive with their exploration? Why can't they use some of the cameras and sonograms and things that we have?
They could. I mean, we could literally map the Atlantic coast floor. We could do that. Mm-hmm. It would be timely. It would take time. It would be very expensive. But it would be the proper procedure of saying, we're not going to disturb this material. In fact, in 2016, there was a report done by the Department of Defense. They looked at should they try to recover the munitions, only the munitions? Should we try to recover that? The conclusion was, leave it alone. Do not disturb this material, because when you disturb it, it sets it free.
If anybody has ever cleaned a fish tank, you know that the minute you shake the bottom, all sorts of stuff sediment starts to rise, and if there is a carcinogen in that sediment, you might just create a problem, an unexpected catastrophe.
Well, the carcinogen, I mean, this is radioactive waste. I mean, this is stuff that's going to be radioactive for thousands of years, and it's in these deteriorating metal drums, and we don't know where they all are.
No, and that's a frightening piece. Now, we have what you've been working with in terms of the Greenville, South Carolina passed a resolution that they oppose offshore exploration and drilling for oil, and several other, I mean, Columbia, South Carolina, the municipalities along the coast have it in writing that they oppose this.
Absolutely. And so it's interesting that Columbia was one of the first ones to jump on this, but Greenville just a couple weeks ago. And the basic thing they were saying is, we are all concerned about our coast. We want to join with our friends and colleagues in those municipalities along the coast and support them in their opposition. And as the way you started out the program, there's a lot of people all across the state that own beachfront property. And this could negatively impact the value of that property.
And that's what we're discussing today, because this is your passion. This is who you are representing. But what is the upside? What is the benefit of, you know, exposing our coastline to offshore drilling?
Well, there's really no benefit, except if you happen to be the type of company that does the exploration and wants to make millions of dollars, or if you're the petroleum companies and you just want to have the right that sometime in the future to go out and find some oil. Those are the beneficiaries. It is not South Carolina. It's not our economy. It's not even the people of this country in supposedly having, well, we're going to have more oil. We are awash in oil. It was funny that just the other day, President Trump tweeted out, he was making an observation about the price of gasoline, if you've noticed recently, has gone up. And he tweeted out and says, we've got oil everywhere that we have in our possession. Why is the price going up? And he says, it's because the folks in the Middle East are manipulating the cost. I mean, the president
gets
this.
Yes, he called it an artificial increase.
Absolutely. I mean, in his tweet, he said, we almost use the same words. We're awash in oil, which, of course, then begs the question, if we have all this oil, why do we want to risk the economy of our coast?
Absolutely. It is an unnecessary risk. Now, Florida has been exempt, right? They are exempt from offshore drilling.
Well, that was a very interesting story, and I think a big misstep by the Department of Interior. When they put out the plan that they were going to do this offshore drilling from Maine to Key West, the governor of Florida raised a stink about this, said, we can't afford to do that, can't take the risk. And the governor of Florida met with the Secretary of Interior, and in 5 minutes, Secretary of Interior comes out and says, "Oh, well, we're going to take Florida off of our plan." Which then everybody else along the coast said, "Well, wait a minute, why are they different? Why are they unique? We also depend on tourism." So that was the beginning, I predict, of the end of putting the Atlantic into drilling for oil. I think it is. It is clear from the messaging we're getting from the Department of Interior that the Secretary is looking for reasons to exclude places. I mean, New Jersey talked to them, said, you know, you guys don't have any infrastructure and you probably don't have much oil, so you're probably going to be okay. Well, that's the same where every state along our coast. None of us have infrastructure for oil development. And there's only a couple pockets where they think there might be oil. But you can't just drill off the coast of North Carolina and spill it and have it just on North Carolina beaches. It goes everywhere.
That's exactly right.
But so that's why the fear is, while we believe that we are getting the federal government to starting to understand that they probably aren't going to put the East Coast in a plan for offshore drilling, the big threat is literally anytime in the near future, they could say, but we're going to explore for it using the seismic testing. That's why we're focusing so hard on this and pushing back and raising all of the concerns so that the federal government can say, well, maybe there's a good reason why we should explore for oil.
Exactly. And that is what we're talking about today, is what would the potential risk be versus the benefit of. We're going to come back and have more lively conversation with my guest today, Frank Knapp. He is the president and CEO of South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Our discussion is about offshore drilling on the coast of South Carolina. And of course, Close Up would not be possible without our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Pewster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. Miller Realty Group, live where you love and love where you live. And of course, our co-sponsor, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. Stay with us, because we've got lots more Close Up in just a few. Located in Fort Mill, the Custer companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Custer Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Some things in life are certain. Unfortunately, our health is not one of them. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their life. But Piedmont Medical Center is here to help stop you from becoming a statistic. Mammograms are an effective form of early detection and perhaps the single greatest tool in our fight against breast cancer. So be proactive. Make time for your mammogram today at Piedmont Medical Center. Visit pmcmammo.com. That's pmcmammo.com to schedule an appointment.
Carmen Miller and the Miller Realty Group understand that choosing the right home is just the beginning. Becoming part of a growing community, now that's where life happens. If you're looking for the right home, start with us. Our passion is helping you. Visit homesfortmill.com to see the most recent home listings and be sure to check out Carmen Miller's Talk of the Town, Carolinas. Every Tuesday to discover even more reasons to love the Carolinas. Live where you love and love where you live. Carmen Miller Realty Group. Welcome home. homesfortmill.com.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
And we are back, and you are listening to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. My guest today, Frank Knapp, in from Columbia, South Carolina, to talk about offshore drilling exploration. Of course, Frank is the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce president and CEO. You know, you are really presenting, I mean, I wish my listeners, if you could imagine the stack of papers and documentation that you have really found and steps that you have taken in terms of having this conversation, that it is so much more than just, hey, maybe there's some oil out there in that big blue ocean. There is a huge responsibility that comes along with that decision. And when we think about South Carolina, tourism is huge, you know, in terms of our financial stability, in terms of the profit from, you know, extra fuel or whatever. I don't know. From what you're telling me, the two don't really balance out.
Well, there's no profit to South Carolina.
Okay.
I mean, let's pretend that they would actually find a little bit of oil off the North Carolina, South Carolina coast. We don't get anything out of that. There is no revenue sharing to us.
Because all of that is handled at a federal level?
It's all federal.
All federal.
They get all the royalties. South Carolina gets nothing. The coast, some of the states on the coast are supposed to get royalties. There's a question whether they actually have gotten any, but there's no federal legislation allowing for royalties to be shared with East Coast states.
So what is so awesome is you are getting ahead of this along with small businesses in South Carolina. A lot of times, you know, you read Greenville. South Carolina has just signed a resolution. Well, Greenville's not close to the coast. However, when you look at South Carolina, what percentage of people own property or vacation at the coast?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Actually, there was a group from the coast who actually pulled all property tax records in a certain area along the coast, and they found, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people from Greenville area and whatnot who own property. And so they of course, it's their small business. Their small business is renting their property on the times they don't want to use it. And they don't want to do anything that's going to devalue their property.
Sure. And when we look at the ocean, we don't have boundaries. We don't have, you know, okay, this is where you stop, South Carolina, and the North Carolina coast begins. What happens in South Carolina is going to impact South, North, you know, everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, let's say they drilled off of Georgia's coast. What's the governor of Florida going to say if they spill and it drifts down into Jacksonville?
Yeah.
I mean, there are no state borders in the ocean.
None of them. And then we're looking at the ocean floor. Now, BOEM is an acronym that stands for?
It's a Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. That is the agency that would actually do the final permitting for seismic air gun blasting, looking for oil, and they are also the agency that would finalize a new plan for where the U.S. government's going to allow petroleum industry to drill for oil if they do it off the Atlantic coast. So that is a key organization. I've met with them probably three times about this. They're professional and they want to do a good job, but our fear is that they are under political pressure to just do what the higher up folks tell them to do, as opposed to being scientists and using data to make decisions.
So you are really just finding as much information as you can so that an informed decision can be made, and really kind of binding together the businesses that could potentially be at risk and those that need to know what is happening, because there's not necessarily legislation that's going to protect those that would be impacted should this seismic exploration start.
Well, yeah, you're right. And so it's, but it's just not the munitions and the radioactive waste. We first started our comments opposing seismic testing back in July of 2017 when we gave a 10-page document to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management listing all the different areas that we're concerned about. A lot of it about the economic impact of testing for oil regarding our commercial fishing industry. Can you imagine a commercial fishing, folks? They go out. By the way, they're not allowed to go out every day. They only have a license issued by the federal government for doing so many excursions out to find fish a month.
Wow.
So they go out. They know from experience where the fish that they're looking for, the commercial fish, and they catch them, right? And they bring them back in, and it goes to the processing on shore. The processors then give it to the wholesalers. The wholesalers then sell it to the retailers. Retailers sell it to the restaurants, and you eat it on the plate. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think those fish do when they hear the loudest sound in the ocean go off every 10 to 12 seconds for months on a time? You think they just still go to the same place they always went?
No.
Of course not.
No. It might even impact fertility.
Well,
I mean, there's all sorts
all
of things that could
it does
be impacted.
It makes them move out of where they're supposed to be, which impacts everything. They can't go to the reefs they used to go for propagating, for protection. And the whole industry then is impacted. There are studies done over in Scandinavia that when seismic testing is going on, the fresh fish catch is depleted by up to 76%.
Wow.
Now, if you're not bringing in a fresh fish from the commercial fishermen, that means the processors have less fish and they lose money. That means the wholesalers have less fish, cost them more. And then the retailers, it costs them more and less variety. And when it gets to your plate, you're paying more.
Absolutely. And you also want the peace of mind of knowing that the fish you are eating have not been contaminated any kind of leak, which sometimes doesn't show up for years.
Well, which brings us to our new point about the dangers of disturbing these munition dumps and the radioactive waste dumps. If that gets into the water, those fish, it's going to be absorbed by those fish. And for those who survive, they're going to get caught eventually. They're going to be served on your plate. So if you want chemical warfare weapon material absorbed in a fish or radioactive waste material absorbed by the fish on your plate, if you don't want that, you better be against seismic testing in the Atlantic Ocean.
And, you know, a lot of times when we hear about groups protesting, you know, something like this, it's easy to turn and not listen because you have a preconceived idea of, they're just tree huggers, whatever the word is. But really, we are looking at businesses. We are looking at companies that are based on tourism dollars, based on that supply chain of what is rich in South Carolina. And this seismic exploration and testing has so many legs to it that could have an adverse effect in the state of South Carolina and beyond.
So, Patty, what our basic philosophy is this. We should not be going out and doing harm to the things that we know are good in the ocean just to find out what we don't know is in the ocean.
Especially, as you said, that we really don't have a need. It's not like we're down to the very last quart.
Look, the Trump administration has made it very clear. This is not about energy independence. We are already independent energy-wise. We export oil all the time and gasoline. What this is about from the Trump administration is energy superiority. They want to have more energy so they can sell it to our friendly countries, Germany, England, France, they want to be able to say to them, hey, we'll take care of you.
So in terms of listening to this, what do you recommend voters do? Who should we talk to?
Well, you should be contacting your congressman right now. You need to be contacting your House member. You need to be calling Senator Graham and Senator Scott's office, and you need to be telling them to get involved to protect our Atlantic coast, and they need to step up. To be honest with you, unless Congress would pass something to prohibit the Department of Interior from moving forward on this, the Department of Interior can move forward on their own.
Wow, which is why we are raising the awareness for what is going on, because this is a very, very important topic. We're going to stay with it and track it. Frank Knapp, thank you so very much for being my guest today on Close Up Fort Mill TKK. And thank you for tuning into this edition. Of course, it wouldn't be possible without our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center. If you haven't been to Piedmont lately, then you haven't been to Piedmont in a long time. How about that? Houston Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, Miller Realty Group, live where you love and love where you live. And, of course, if you'd like to listen to today's interview again, you can simply do that on WRHI.com, Facebook, or Twitter when the facts matter, close-up counts. Until next time, this is Patty Mercer. Bye-bye.